You're listening to an African Elements top news story for June 4th, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Why the historic Black Jewish Coalition is rebuilding now. In late May 2026, more than 100 leaders gathered at the East Hotel in Miami, Florida. This landmark event marked the first national convening of the Black Jewish Alliance in over 25 years. Hosted by the Exodus Leadership Forum, founded by television commentator Van Jones, and the Redstone Family Foundation, led by philanthropist Cherie Redstone, the three-day summit brought together a diverse group of clergy, activists, educators, and artists. The gathering aimed to build a modern response to the rising tide of racism and anti-Semitism across the United States. Civil rights icon Dr. Benjamin F. Chavis Jr. stood as a prominent voice during the summit. He observed that while the nation faces a severe crisis of growing division, history shows that powerful social movements are frequently born in moments of great challenge. The summit sought to transform this crisis into an opportunity for collective movement building. The partnership between Black and Jewish Americans began long before the modern era. In the early 20th century, both groups recognized that a society governed by prejudice was a threat to all minority communities. One of the earliest collaborations took shape in 1911 between Julius Rosenwald, the Jewish president of Sears, Roebuck & Company, and Booker T. Washington, the legendary educator. Driven by Jewish concepts of repairing the world and charity, Rosenwald funded the construction of nearly 5,000 schools for Black children. These schools flourished during the dark years of segregation, providing high-quality education to over 600,000 children. This program helped combat the structural limits that arose after the way Civil War failed to end slavery across the American South. Around this same time, Jewish leaders joined hands with W.E.B. Du Bois to help co-found the NAACP in 1909, cementing a shared commitment to legal equality. By the middle of the 20th century, this partnership transformed into a powerful social engine. The deep friendship between the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Rabbi Abraham Joshua Heschel became a moral symbol of the era. Rabbi Heschel, who had escaped Nazi-occupied Europe, marched arm-in-arm with Dr. King from Selma to Montgomery in 1965. He later reflected that the march felt like his legs were actively praying. This commitment was also sealed in tragedy during the Freedom Summer of 1964. In Mississippi, three young civil rights workers were abducted and murdered by the Ku Klux Klan. James Chackney, a young Black Mississippian, died alongside Andrew Goodman and Michael Schwerner, two Jewish volunteers from New York. The national horror over their deaths catalyzed the swift passage of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. To fully understand the depth of this early alliance, one must examine the oppressive system it fought. The Jim Crow system was a legal structure of state and local laws that enforced racial segregation and disenfranchisement across the southern and border states. Operating from the end of Reconstruction in 1877 until the mid-1960s, it systematically relegated Black Americans to second-class citizenship. Under this oppressive regime, local governments legally separated Black people from white people in schools, transportation, and public spaces. The United States Supreme Court originally gave this system legal protection in the 1896 case of Plessy v. Ferguson under the Separate but Equal Doctrine. The system was eventually dismantled through sustained legal battles and major federal legislation, including the historic Civil Rights Act and Voting Rights Act. Despite early victories, the alliance began to fracture during the late 1960s. This division eventually led to a 25-year gap without a major national convening of the two groups. Geographic and political shifts caused the communities to drift apart. Sustained national dialogue evaporated as grassroots relationships became highly localized and quiet. Several escalating public crises further widened this deep rift. Events such as the Crown Heights riots of 1991 and debates over the Million Man March of 1995 increased mutual suspicion. This shift coincided with a broader transformation in American politics, including the shift to mass incarceration, which changed the focus of Black advocacy. This era of distance left the historic alliance without a unified national platform for over a quarter of a century. A major source of political friction emerged in 1978 with the landmark Supreme Court case Regents of the University of California v. Bakke. The case centered on a special admissions program at UC Davis that reserved 16 of 100 medical school seats for minority applicants. Alan Bake, a white applicant who faced rejection, challenged this policy as unconstitutional. The legal battle exposed a deep ideological division between prominent Black and Jewish organizations. Major Jewish groups, including the Anti-Defamation League, filed briefs supporting Bake's. They feared that racial quotas could easily be used to reinstate historic limits on Jewish enrollment in elite universities. Conversely, Black civil rights leaders defended the program, arguing that race-conscious policies were vital to overcoming centuries of systemic discrimination. Another severe flashpoint occurred in Brooklyn during the 1968 Ocean Hill-Brownsville school crisis. The conflict arose from a movement for municipal school control, which sought to decentralize urban school districts. Proponents wanted to give local, predominantly minority neighborhoods, the authority to hire staff and run schools. Tensions exploded when a local Black school board dismissed several white, predominantly Jewish teachers. In response, the United Federation of Teachers, led by Albert Shanker, launched a massive citywide strike. This strike shut down New York public schools for weeks. The intense battle pitted the desire of Black parents for educational self-determination against a predominantly Jewish union fighting to protect labor agreements. The crisis left long-lasting political and social scars across the city. The Israeli-Palestinian conflict also served as a deep geopolitical wedge that divided the two communities. Following the Six-Day War in 1967, many Jewish Americans came to view the safety and survival of Israel as a non-negotiable core of their identity. At the same time, elements of the Black Power movement began to view the Palestinian struggle through an anti-colonial lens. They found resonance in elements of Black nationalism as they analyzed structural oppression globally. This ideological divergence created a profound sense of mutual betrayal. Jewish communities felt hurt when civil rights figures criticized Israel, especially given their historical support for the Black freedom struggles. Meanwhile, Black activists argued that their allies minimized the domestic fight for equality by treating criticism of Israeli state policies as inherently anti-Semitic. This impasse created a long-standing political division. The erosion of trust was further accelerated by highly publicized anti-Semitic statements from some prominent Black public figures. Louis Farrakhan, the leader of the Nation of Islam, frequently made public attacks on Jewish people and Judaism. His organization also published a highly controversial and historically inaccurate book that falsely blamed Jewish people for dominating the transatlantic slave trade. Furthermore, during his 1984 presidential campaign, civil rights leader Jesse Jackson used an offensive term to describe New York City. This comment triggered a major national backlash and severely damaged his standing among Jewish voters. These rhetorical fractures, combined with a perceived lack of swift condemnation from mainstream Black organizations, intensified feelings of estrangement within the Jewish community. The urgent effort to rebuild the alliance in Miami is driven by a terrifying spike in targeted hate crimes across the United States. Official statistics paint a grim picture of this modern crisis. Recent FBI data documented 11,679 hate crime incidents across the nation. Race-based bias motivated more than half of these single-bias incidents, with anti-Black bias consistently making up 51.3% of those crimes. Religious bias accounted for over 23% of the documented incidents. Within that category, anti-Jewish bias made up nearly 70% of the total, reaching a record high of 1,938 incidents. In addition, the Anti-Defamation League recorded a staggering 9,354 anti-Semitic incidents in 2024. Although overall incidents of harassment declined slightly the following year, physical assaults against Jewish individuals reached a historic high of over 200 incidents. This hostile environment has forced 56% of American Jews to alter their daily behavior. In response to this rising tide of hatred, organizations like Spill the Honey have stepped forward to rebuild the historic coalition. Spill the Honey is a national nonprofit organization that uses the arts, education, and culture to strengthen relationships between Black and Jewish Americans. The group draws inspiration from Eliezer Ayalon, a Holocaust survivor who received a cup of honey from his mother before she perished. This honey became a lasting symbol of hope, sweetness, and survival. Led by figures such as Chairman Dr. Benjamin F. Chavez Jr. and Executive Director Rabbi Dr. Judy Schindler, the organization creates educational materials and documentary films. Their award-winning film, Shared Legacies, explores the historical cooperation of the civil rights era. By providing curriculum and workshops, the group helps modern educators teach the shared history of overcoming systemic oppression. The modern effort to rebuild this relationship also addresses historic blind spots by centering the voices of Black Jews. Historically, dialogue groups often treated Black and Jewish identities as separate and mutually exclusive. This false binary ignored the lived experiences of individuals who belong to both communities, including converts, biracial families, and global communities of African descent. To understand these overlapping identities is to understand intersectional oppression as a lived reality. Dr. Bruce D. Haynes, an esteemed sociologist and educational advisor for Spill the Honey, has been instrumental in reshaping this conversation. As the author of The Soul of Judaism, Dr. Haynes has highlighted the history of Jews of African descent in America. Alongside writer Robin Washington, Dr. Haynes has advocated for a unified national framework to coordinate localized efforts. Their work ensures that the modern alliance is not merely a transaction between two separate groups, but an authentic, inclusive partnership. The Miami convening succeeded in turning historical memory into a forward-looking, practical strategy. Rather than simply reminiscing about the triumphs of the past, the leaders developed a comprehensive plan for action. This national strategy for Black and Jewish partnership includes collaborative toolkits for classrooms, joint media campaigns, and coordinated advocacy for stronger hate crime legislation. As the three-day summit concluded, the legacy of Dr. Benjamin Chavez served as a bridge between the past and the future. Having begun his career under Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., his presence reminded participants that the fight for dignity is a continuous, multi-generational journey. In an era of profound division, this new generation of leaders is demonstrating that the path to safety and liberation is one that must be walked together. Copyright, African Elements.